with a flashback and an intro.
Yeah, you can tell us about episode one if you want.
Jay, did you take notes?
Of what? Alien Earth?
Yeah.
I mean, no. But I could synopsis the first
First time in 5 years, Jay has taken notes on something.
Wait, no, Jay, is Sydney Chandler a robot?
Kind of. Yes.
Welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming, starring Jay, Alana, Matt, and Zach.
And evolved androids / robots.
And today we're talking about Alien Earth.
Yeah.
But also,
also, in addition to Alien Earth, we're also talking about The Wheel of Time, season three, episode one. And playing Fortnite. So Jay was just telling us about Alien Earth to start things off.
I would watch Alien Earth as long as I could. Like, the whole season has to come out, and there has to be no more cat-based violence.
More? How much cat-based violence is okay?
Human-based violence is fine.
I told Matt and Zach, I fell asleep within the first half hour, 40 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, initial reviews were not positive.
I can't believe you stayed awake. You fell asleep for Dune, or for Alien Earth, but you stayed awake for Dune.
I zoned out, and next thing I know, there is only one person alive, and I was like, oh, man. And I had to go rewind and rewatch, and I was like, oh, man, I have to watch this again. And then I continued on, because I was like, okay, I'm probably near the end, and got through an hour, and it wasn't the end. I looked at the meter, and it said it was halfway done, and I was like, oh, gosh, darn
it. The meter. Are you a taxi cab?
Feed the meter.
It was my energy meter, and it was low.
We may have another team coming in.
But, yeah, it was hot trash.
Well, sorry to
Garrett,
hear that.
You saw the first two episodes of it? What did you think? I did not enjoy it. I don't have a single gun. What the heck?
Get myself a gun. There was a human here, but I shot him. He ran away.
Anyway. Didn't ask him. I shot him.
Anywho's.
I'll protect you, my little Alana.
I'm just running around collecting the ammo because I ran out of ammo.
I have nothing, so I'm just running around.
Still humans here.
Any guns? Hello? Yeah. Any guns? What the
Where's the humans?
Fuck?
There's one above me.
Right there.
He's running.
Anyway, I'm sorry, Jay, about Alien Earth.
It's all right. I just want a gun. Oh, finally a fucking gun. Jeez.
Got myself a gun.
Anyway, so should we move on to A Wheel of Time?
Yes, please.
I didn't finish the episode.
Wow.
I know. So shameful.
It's all right. All the best stuff was right in the beginning. So the beginning, like, recap of what happens, I had no memory. I was afraid I was screwed because I was like, I don't remember any of this
stuff. It was
good.
You don't remember any of
that? Intro section was really good.
I thought it was good, but it didn't really prepare you for the stuff with Leandrin that is like right off the beginning.
What?
Right off the bat at the beginning of the episodes. Well, they were like, Leandrin, we want to talk to you. And she wasn't really even in the flashback. At least not that I recall. There was a lot of stuff, though.
Yeah, I guess that's somewhat true.
I mean, there's not much you need to know about her. She's a bad guy.
I know. I was so disappointed.
Well, we knew that from before, so.
Yeah, but Jay, I forgot like the entire content of the series while we were on this.
Well, yeah, of course. I was disappointed. I was hoping she would be like Dr. Cox. Where she'd be
Dr.
like
Cox.
Yeah, where she'd be like an asshole, but she's still on the side of good. Yeah, but she's a good guy. Not she's mean and she's a bad guy. Like that's like trite.
But so the recap is at the end of last season, she admits to be full glory.
Dark friend, she's a dark friend.
Yeah, Black Aja, and has a whole crew and wants to kill everything and destroys and hurts people and stuff. So
and who did she admit that to?
To the world, to herself. Like, Yeah, okay. Like, it's just, it's a commentary in the thing.
Okay.
Garrick says, greatly disliked Leander. A turtle.
You're not supposed to like her.
Okay, so the beginning is, we have Leandrin versus the sea.
People.
And we have a big magic fight. It's just sort of like the big fight we're about to get into right now.
Yeah.
Big magic fight.
Yeah, so they're like, we want to talk to you, Leandrin. We have to, and she's like, okay, I'll come to the meeting, but only if I can bring my friends. And they're like, no, your friends aren't allowed to this meeting.
And they were friends. Those friends were like good guys. It's very confusing.
They're like, curses foiled. They're like the only ones who are good guys.
Yeah.
It's very confusing. And then they say, you know, what's her, whatever name, Leandrin, Kristen Chenoweth, for your crimes against whatever.
The Emerald like, Seat.
And then there's like a giant fight scene. Giant fight scene. So much fighting.
So much budget. It was great.
Yeah. It's like that part in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. when Hydra attacks S.H.I.E.L.D.
Mm.
Or yeah, the Winter Soldier, I guess, which more people have probably seen.
Oh. Spoiler alert.
Wow. Like 10 years
ago. Yeah.
Yeah, way too much. So they finally fight, and then there's a big explosion, and Leandrin gets away, so then she fights Alana and her two warders.
Wait, sorry, guys, one more second.
Yeah, but it's funny because the two warders can kill like four mages, which
yeah, but they're weak mages.
Four mages? What mage? What's a mage?
I mean, Chandler's. I don't know, Weavers. Whatever. Aes Sedai. Whatever.
Aes Sedai. Yeah, Aes Sedai.
Aes Sedai. Yeah. Say goodbye to the Aes Sedai.
Yeah. It was funny. Like four of Leandrin's can wipe out like six of like the most battle hardened ones, and then
it didn't make a lot of sense.
Wipe out everything else.
There was a lot of stabbing in this one.
It's the law of ninjas, right? The inverse laws of ninjas.
Mm.
Like one ninja can take on everybody, but like a bunch of ninjas go down like chumps.
Truth.
That's true. Truth. Good point. I forgot about that.
Okay, so eventually Alana gets knocked out, and her one warder dies, and I didn't remember him, but she was really sad.
That's the battle in the streets. Right. Yeah, there's the two warders, and they were like a throuple. If you remember that from last season.
I did not.
Of course, the black one's the one who dies.
Wow.
Yeah. So. Wow, indeed. I can't believe they would go there. The show.
Yeah. Well, I didn't remember any of that. So, are we talking to these guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
Upcoming.
I think they're bots.
Yep.
Okay, then I'm just going to take my time, get my car. I can find it.
Okay, so we have a reunion with the heroes. And, dude, I have a note. The girls won't leave the boy alone.
What girls?
What girls?
Three girls who are like, we have to protect you.
The spear girls. That's what I called them. Yeah,
the redheaded desert spear girls.
They're not all redheaded, but yes.
Right. True.
Yeah. Correct. And this was the best part of the episode. This was like the one good part of the episode.
What? When they won't leave him alone?
No, the part after they leave, they go all hang out. And like the guys are like the three guys are hanging out, Aaron, Rand, and Matt, and they're like, so
guys,
going with the queen? And he's like, oh, you know, not so great. And they're like, oh man, come on, it's like, I just really liked it because they were like hanging out like people. They were acting like people.
Yeah.
You know? And you could spend time with these characters that you otherwise hadn't, and then of course they immediately blow it at the end of this episode, and I'll go their separate ways. It was nice for a while.
Well, like, finally, Rand showed a little bit of, like, emotion. I mean, you might be the most boring main protagonist that I think I may have ever seen in a TV show, I dare say.
He's like, he should be on Smallville, because he seems like a model.
I can see that.
He's like a CW. He'd be perfect for the CW.
Yeah, he would.
But yeah, so while they're hanging out, my note is Matt has a big mouth because he's like, how about this dragon guy with his dragon hair and his dragon this and his dragon that? Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
of course. That's Matt.
And I like how they're told, keep it quiet, like, stay low. Don't go into town and immediately, guys, light out. Town. Woo!
Yeah. She's like, cover your hair. Have a
Don't hide your weapons. Oh. Looks at the three sand warriors and they're like, yeah. And everyone just says, and Matt has his horn out the whole time. And you're like, oh.
Yeah. He's like, take this picture, draw this picture of me with a horn. I'm a great hero.
And draw the dragon doing magic and fighting the old dragon. And like, what?
We didn't make it. Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Be better.
So Moraine saves the Amaranth seat from something. The street fight. That's in the street fight. Yeah, they're back together. It's good hangout time. Then
Celine is back. That's my next note. The only other woman that Rand has kissed.
Oh, wait, hold on a second. One second. Before we get to that part, when the guys are night out, it's kind of a funny contrast because Egwene is like, every time he touches me, I feel terrible. I start crying and I remember my trauma. And then Rand's like, yeah, I'm banging chicks. You know, I don't care.
But yeah, it is a bit of a contrast, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know if they did that on purpose, but it was kind of.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, like Rand is slowly going. Because
he's not traumatized. It's the show, like, yes, it sucked, but he's like, whatever.
Another car behind you today. Okay. Do you think they're doing like an Anakin Skywalker thing where they're slowly dropping hints that he's going to become evil?
It's not that subtle. I mean,
it's not very subtle.
Or the time in the arches.
Yeah.
You know, it's like he's going to go completely insane and kill you. I don't know. I would be surprised if that.
Like spooling it out.
I would be surprised if he actually becomes a bad guy because that doesn't seem.
My guess is he's going to become a bad guy and then he's going to unbecome a bad guy.
A bad guy?
Yeah, he's going to like cleanse himself or like there's going to be some sort of.
Like some kind of shadow. Magical bullshit.
Yeah,
some magic. That he didn't avoid it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Oh, no.
But the show also got canceled, so I don't know if they have time for that.
Did it really get canceled?
I thought so. Yeah. I thought I saw that it did. Yeah.
Pretty sure it did.
Oh, jeez. I mean, I don't like it, but I did kind of want to know how far they could stretch this out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Look out.
Did he kill the turtle van? No, turtle van's still good.
Okay,
we should probably leave. This is a very bad tactical position.
Oh, they're getting they're being bullied from behind.
Oh, okay, so Matt, slow down. Chase chasing you.
I thought he had his own car.
I did, but it's far. So I'm just going to steal this car.
Okay, so Celine is back. There's a conversation where somebody says you need the Great Serpent Ring to Egwene. Yep. I have no memory of this either.
No, I had no idea. I had no idea what they were talking about with this concept. I guess it's something that like every Aes Sedai has.
Yes. To be a true Aes Sedai, you need to have the ring.
Okay.
That you have been fully vested into the order and yada, yada, yada.
I also like how they keep saying, like, you have to leave. No, I have to stay. No, you have to go here. No, I have to stay.
That's the Wheel of Time for you.
Yeah. So she goes to the arches, destroyed by the Empire.
Yeah, she's like, okay, I'm going to go back and I'm going to go to the arches after all.
I thought she'd already done that, but maybe I was thinking of
it was Nynaeve. Nynaeve's the one for that.
Because remember, we get that conversation later.
Also, yeah. That was in season two. We watch her do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In reality. Enemy ahead. Alana, let's go kill him.
No, wait!
Ah!
I'm sick of waiting. Attack!
They're running.
So Egwene goes through the trial, gets, you know, succeeds.
She sees Rand going totally nuts.
Yeah.
For Cocoa Puffs. But we don't see the fight. She just comes back all bloody, and I guess the implication is that she killed him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Or she killed her.
Or she killed everyone else and saved Rand. We don't know. Yeah.
We don't know.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because she does say later that she will always stay with him and always be him. It'll always be
him. She's lying.
Nah, I mean, she lies about a lot of stuff, but always to protect Rand.
I don't know. Either she's a bad actress or she just doesn't.
What?
Or she really cares about power, but I'm not buying her.
She lied to the seat in order to get the ring.
Yeah, she's like, give me that ring. Okay, I'm out of here.
Well, she's like, I'll go back. She said, I want to go through the trial. And then she did.
Yeah, she said she'll go back to the tower if she can do the trial.
She did go back, and she did. She went back to the tower and got that ring. Okay. Get that money.
All right, let's move this along. So there's one more night in town, and there's so much smooching. Everybody's either smooching or wants to smooch.
Yeah.
Everybody's banging.
Oh, come on.
Just the horniest.
Yeah.
That was
what happened, Jay?
Jay died.
I'm going in.
I got stuck on the stupid thing.
You're alone. Wanna hide.
Get off, so I just had to shoot.
Okay. Anyways, so smooching. We get the game with the knives.
So the girl, the rich girl gets laid, right?
Yeah.
It's an HLA.
That? I'm afraid to ask what that means.
You know what it is, Alana. I've brought it up on the podcast before.
No, you haven't.
Okay, it's for hot lesbian action.
Oh.
I don't think you were.
I knew I should have been afraid.
It's okay. You know, it wasn't that great, but we'll take it. And then there's like the spear game. That was weird.
Yeah, that was weird.
It's like, watch out, we're some dangerous ladies. Don't mess with us.
Well, it's their foreplay.
Yeah. Okay, so then we get a doppelganger fight. Like, they're attacked by Mirror Master from The Flash.
Yeah. And they're all attacked. Well, are they all attacked by doppelgangers or just Rand?
They're just Rand.
The guy who stabbed Steve like 50 times was not a doppelganger.
He's just some
freaky dude.
Some of them were attacked by an angry axe.
A flying axe.
God!
Yeah.
Get off.
The scene was so dark, it was hard to tell what was going on. Yeah. And apparently, Moraine like organized the attack with Celine to convince them that things were bad, but also at the same time, one of the attacks was like totally separate. It's very confusing.
Yeah.
It's very confusing.
So it seems like they they knew that she was gonna get she was gonna mess with them and just were gonna stay out of it, and then. But ended up being someone completely different.
The gray man was.
Yeah, which is just like a puppet, basically, right?
Well, he's an aspect of one of the Forsaken.
Yes, a creation.
Are you knowing all this stuff?
I listened. I didn't even watch the subtitles this time.
Wow. The subtitles. It's when they talk about healing, the letter H is capitalized. Healing.
Lee?
When I get that feeling?
I did kind of like Moraine manipulating them, even though I've sort of begun to expect it. Also,
see Frosty, there's people in that house.
Do you want me to blast it with the bug blaster?
Sure.
All right.
Okay. So that was very convenient and confusing. But I guess it was like Moraine was like Professor Xavier from Uncanny X or Ultimate X-Men, where he's like the puppet master.
Yeah, that's right. So the team splits up. They all have to go their different ways.
They're like, I must go.
Oh.
Draw a line. Yeah.
Are we playing Dominion?
Yes, I'm too sleepy. And so they're like, I must go. I must return to the tower. I must do this. I must do that. They don't talk about real people anymore.
Well, I mean, the conversations are throughout the episode. You already know that Farron's going back from early in the episode. You know, you get bits and pieces throughout the whole entire episode.
Farron gets the least screen time of anybody. Oh, yeah. Matt is apparently crazy, even crazier than before.
Yeah, that's right. He stares at those little cards moving around.
Yeah, he's crazy.
I kind of like that part.
So
I was hoping he would imagine them shooting him and not just breaking out of the cards. That's like And then he falls down and like he stabs himself or something. That would have been so much better. That would have been funny.
Yeah. The next note I have is that Lan proposes to Nynaeve.
Yeah, they're together. If you mean
like, he was like, he gives her something.
He wasn't allowed to marry.
He's not. That's why he says he would love to have her as his wife, but he doesn't.
Right, that's what it's like. I would love to be with you forever, propose. Yeah.
Give the ring, yeah. But isn't officially married because you can't be. And Garrick says, of course, Matt's crazy. He's got a bunch of past lives and personalities running through his head. Absolutely. All the screaming and all the murdering and all of that in his head. But yeah. What the fuck? Did I just close the game? Whoops. All right.
And then one of those spear girls, I was confused about this. I need you guys to mansplain this to me. So there's three spear girls, and one of them, the one that the princess had sex with, is like, of course I'm going to go with you, Rand. You're the blah, 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 whatever it is.
You're the chakra future king.
You're the Kwisatz Haderach.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the future king.
Yeah, but the other two are like, yeah, we'll go with you with like Matt or like whoever. I forget where the other two went, but they went off with somebody else. And it's like, don't they all
two went
feel
home?
Like,
this went home.
Don't they all feel like they should protect Kwisatz Haderach?
No. So only one had a duty to make to protect Rand. The other two were just partners and just compatriots.
Just friends.
They're just like, we don't care. We don't care about the Messiah. Like,
yeah, no, they weren't sworn to that.
You might not. We don't care.
Yeah, they weren't sworn to that duty. So they have their own issues and their own bounce kabow wow to get on.
No, they just got new priorities. Nice.
The Lisan Al-Ghaib.
Okay. Yeah, so Rand says, I'm not going to Tyr. I'm going to the Amari Waste. And he says that as if we're supposed to know what that means.
Dun, dun, dun.
Well, I mean, Saloon kind of hints that, well, she knows that he's not going to end up at the Tyr. So now, which is why, like, Moraine has that, like, look of, oh, she does know him better than I do. Uh-oh.
Is that your favorite cards in this one?
Oh, the Lisan Al-Ghaib, yeah, that is Dune, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thanks, Garrick.
We kind of blasted through this episode. I appreciate it.
There's not much happened.
Yeah, it's a lot of it's real time.
Yeah, that's what it is. Karakhan.
Whatever, Garrick. That's real time for you. It's like all padding. But the last thing is like this guy, he seemed like a knight. Maybe he had like armor on, like strung up on all these wires.
Yeah. Well, on the spider silk. Remember, this is the one that can do the spider stuff.
I guess so. And the girl is like,
Saloon before.
Do you want to be great? And he says, no, I don't. And she's like, she tortures him until he says yes. And I guess she's supposed to be one of the Forsaken.
Yeah, right? She is. Yeah. She's the one who creates the gray people. That's the one that Saloon is like, ooh, I know who that does. You saw
and then
gray person? I know who
that
can create them.
I guess she turns that guy into a gray person, right?
To replace the gray. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. So, like, last season was Celine and Raphael, and this season is this lady. Maybe there'll be others as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a bunch of them, so.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I liked the intro. The intro was great. I watched it while on the treadmill, so I was like, yeah, I can actually forget all my pain. So that fight. But yeah, again, I mean, that fight was kind of like, okay, this is just weird that they're OPing everybody, especially since they were from other factions, like from the healing faction, from like the non-violent faction, and they're just whooping ass. And then the one that steals all the jewel, like all the treasures, mind wipes one. It's like, why didn't the other one get mind wiped? It was the same spell on both of them, just one has a stronger mind, I guess. I don't know.
It was kind of funny when one of them lampshades it, where she's like, how did so many Aes Sedai become dark? It's like,
yeah,
you can't throw a rock without tripping over an Aes Sedai who's evil.
It's something we forgot to mention. Something we also forgot to mention is they stole all the good magic items.
A little person stole all the magic items.
I would love to know what they do.
We'll find out because they talk about in the preview.
Oh, wait, yeah, I didn't watch the preview.
Yeah, but yeah,
I didn't watch the preview either.
Okay.
Yeah, are we sticking with this show? And by we, I mean you guys, because rehearsals start next week.
I liked it.
Yeah, we've stuck with it this long. We might as well keep going.
Well, it's only one episode in.
I finished the episode. Don't make me watch another one episode and wait for everybody again.
I'm going to stick with it.
It'll be fine. Yeah, Garrick said, I mean, it is the last season. We might as well just power through it.
Yeah, exactly. We did the other two seasons.
We are the Wheel of Time podcast.
We complete most shows. You know, if we did a percentage, we would be like,
we finished
25.
Every one except for one. We're like at 90%.
I feel like we definitely dropped the plot against America, but I feel like we dropped another one.
I think that's it.
I don't know if Alien Earth counts since we never really started it.
No, it doesn't. It definitely does not count. It definitely does not count.
You all suck.
Jay, come on. There's violence against cats. It's a mitigating factor.
Did you want to do Peacemaker and Wheel of Time like concurrently?
No.
No.
Concurrence. I don't want to do concurrence.
Also, wait, good idea, Fair. You're not even going to be here.
I'm helping.
Matt's trying to get rid of everything now, so when he comes back, it's all Matt's shows.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right, should we move on to questions of the day?
Yeah. Yes, let's move on to questions of the day. Wheel of Time, it's nice to be back. Mm-hmm. All right.
If you could be a Wheel of Time, which wheel would you be?
Which part of the wheel would you want to be on?
Okay, so question number one, we got a bunch of, I came up with a bunch of new ones, a lot of Modern Province, goddammit.
Sacramento Province.
Oh. No, I see you did.
Someone else did. There's two missing.
Okay. What? If you had to go on Beat the Geeks, question number one, if you were going to go on Beat the Geeks as one of the geeks, do you guys, everybody understand that reference?
No.
No.
You know Beat the Geeks? So, Beat the Geeks.
So there was a show in like the 90s called Beat the Geeks, and it was, and they would have normal people and they would go up against three geeks of various fandoms. Like, for example, a Star Trek geek is like the quintessential one, but there was also like a science one. I never really watched the show, but I think that was the premise. And they all had different specialties, and they would ask the ordinary person questions in those categories, but they were really easy, and they would ask the geeks questions in those categories, but they'd be really hard. Okay. So, I'm sure it's all on YouTube.
Repeat
now.
It.
So, if you had to be a geek on Beat the Geeks, what would your specialty be?
I think you mean say if you went on Beat the Geeks, what would your specialty be to like challenge another one? Because I thought that was how they did it. No.
No, you were beating the geeks.
Okay.
Right? Like it's ordinary people were fighting the geeks. It wasn't geek on geek.
I see.
I'm going to come in last place.
I think I'm going to be obvious. I'm going to do Star Wars. Star Wars original trilogy, just because I don't think I'm good at anything else. I'm a lot less geeky than I used to be. Don't tell my wife.
You said Star Wars? I was going to say Star Wars.
I was going to say Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Are we all just doing Star Wars? Alana, how about you?
No.
No.
maybe like superheroes. Maybe like DC superheroes. I think I know a lot more than the average person about it. Thanks mostly to Heroclix.
Probably. That would work. Garrick says I'm a jack of all trades. Yeah, I see that.
I feel like I'm kind of like that.
But I'll probably say fighting games.
Okay. That's a good pick. Really good pick.
Okay. So Zach said Star Wars. I said DC superheroes. Jay said fighting games. Alana?
Jurassic Park?
Hmm. No, because like I don't know the names of all the characters and stuff, you know.
Locations.
Yeah. I mean, I probably have forgotten more stuff about Green Lantern than like most people know.
Mm-hmm.
Green Lantern's in general.
Yeah, but then there's all the new stuff I haven't been paying attention to.
Derek says token for them.
Token?
Okay, token? Good. Yeah, that's a token. Yeah. They could give you some real obscure stuff for that.
Yeah, you're gonna be pretty brave.
I didn't embarrass myself.
That game was fast.
Yeah,
well, yeah, because I'm so good.
Ooh, cartographer.
Ooh. Oh my god.
Best card in the game.
Tell me five. I don't know what to do. Holy shit.
There's the whole kingdom is five.
You guys, all right. You guys ready for question number two?
Yeah.
Question number two. If you could name your child after a superhero, would you?
No.
Tickle, tickle, tickle.
Oh, is this aimed at me, you dick?
I'm just saying, if your last name was Kent, would you name your child Clark?
So I wouldn't do that.
Nobody should do that.
But I would do it if I could against a more obscure superhero, like my beloved Mr. Terrific. If I had the chance to name my kid Michael Holt, I would probably do it.
You could have named your kids after superheroes, Matt.
How? Really?
Just, it doesn't have to be their full freaking name.
Well, then like, they're not named after a superhero.
Like Kal-El Cage.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Anakin.
Yeah.
It doesn't work as well, though. Anakin's not a superhero.
That's not the point.
How dare you?
He's to me.
What does Garrick say?
Garrick says, I could have and I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Could have is generous. I doubt the wife would have gone for it.
Okay, but would you if you could?
If you had like a last name that worked for it.
See, Matt's right. Really trying to manipulate the question. Okay.
I'm just wondering if there were circumstances where it could happen. That's all I'm asking.
You know, you could change your last name to make it a superhero name.
That's too much effort. I think I've said this on the podcast before, but I honestly, there was a time where I honestly considered changing my last name to Skywalker.
No way. How old are you?
Which people have done, old enough that I'd like to say, but people have done it. I just think it would be cool.
It'd be cool. I think it'd be cool. The opposite of cool.
You wouldn't get a job. They'd be like, this guy's nuts.
Because it shows bad judgment.
Yeah.
You might say that.
Yeah. God. Yeah, I thought it. I spent more time thinking about it than
you probably should have.
That's what I'm trying to say.
You give up your family name, your good name.
Yeah.
You don't have your good name, what do you have?
Garrick says, I wasn't too concerned about naming him. About a relative, I would have cared even less about a fictional character.
Okay.
Oh, I wasn't too concerned about naming him after a relative? I would have cared even less about a fictional character. Is that what you meant?
Yeah.
There's some punctuation missing it. Yes. After, yes. I would not because, I mean, kids are cruel as it is.
There's no need to. Okay, but Jay, if it's like Michael Holt, they're not going to know.
But they'll find out. They're going to find out.
They might.
Yeah, they're gonna find out. I mean, you're going to want to tell
everyone
them about
Everyone has the Jay, internet just in their pocket.
Children eventually ask, like, why did you name me what you write that meme?
Yeah.
Why'd you name me Rose?
Oh, yeah, that's a great meme.
Yeah. Because a rose why'd petal you... fell on your head.
Yeah. Why'd you name me Kirby Air Riders?
Yeah. So I think we're all not doing it. There's really. Yeah. It's a funny idea, but.
If you come to my house for Thanksgiving, you play Kirby Air Riders.
Wow, yeah. What an incentive.
Alana brought back some Kirby Air Riders news today.
Yeah? Care to share?
What do you want to know? This is going to be the greatest game of all time?
Wow. Well, I guess what are they going to do differently?
There was like nothing. That's the best part.
Like, it's perfect. It's a perfect game. We can't change it.
Actually, Matt, do you remember how everything was just with one button in Kirby Air Ride?
Sure. I'll take your word for
it. You don't remember, but just take my word for it. Everything was with the A button. And during the direct, he's like, unfortunately, we had to add a second button.
Oh, no. All the purists are going to be so mad.
But honestly, like, they added a bunch more characters, and all the characters get like a special power, and then they can also copy the powers of the enemies, like in the first game. And City Trials back, it's the best game mode of all time.
Are you going to understand how to play it now?
I understood how to play it then, too.
There just wasn't much to it.
Oh, there wasn't much to it? You guys 100%ed that game.
No, we did not.
I meant the city mode.
Yeah.
We didn't know what we were doing. We just drove around and picked up random things.
Like, you did the checklist.
Okay.
I'm a member.
Got a province? Panic.
Anyway, it looks amazing. You can play as Waddle Dee.
Enough with Waddle Dee.
Waddle Dee is the best.
Okay. All right. Are we moving on to question number three?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Question number three comes to us courtesy of Zach. We may have done it already. In which case, just let me know and we'll do something else. If you could have a lightsaber, what color would the blade be?
Orange. I have a lightsaber and it's orange.
Cool.
Yellow, Jay, your favorite color?
RIT, right, Jay?
What's that?
RIT.
Yeah, but it's because they're the Guardian blades.
Okay.
But yes.
I didn't think it was RIT, but I remember that.
RIT? Oh, okay.
RIT is orange and red are their color. Orange, red, and white are their colors. But no, mine would be the orange blade because that is the blade of the Guardian class.
I would do like purple, but darker purple than Mace Windu.
Okay. I think I remember last time I said silver like corn from iJedi.
Doesn't sound familiar.
Okay. Yeah, I would do that.
That sounds like a Mary Sue color, though.
Why? How dare you use that? That term's offensive.
Yeah, it's sexist.
It's not silver a primary color.
Silver is a Mary Sue color.
Yeah.
Okay. Cornorn was a Mary Sue. He sucked at
the Force.
Well, the Force, but specifically telekinesis.
Yeah.
Specifically telekinesis. Yeah.
But was great in Force combat. Vision, combat mode, being able to link minds. Garrick says combat the blue mode. Swords.
Blue?
Oh, the classic blue.
But purple is nice too.
Yeah.
Do actually the classic green. That was my color in Jedi Fallen Order. I like the green. Don't care.
That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm going to get my ass beat this game. I have no provinces.
Garrick says, I didn't like the green. I like the green when Luke whips it out during the Mandalorian show.
Whips it out.
It looked awesome while he was stomping through strutting through those tunnels, wiping out.
I mean, they all look cool. Lightsabers are cool. Everybody knows that. It's just a matter of what color is the coolest. Wow. What a play by Zach.
Things lined up well.
All right.
Is that everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
All right. Well, then let me just say that it's been an honor serving with you all. I may be back. Depends on my schedule when I get out.
All right. Good luck.
Yeah, that's right.
Until then. You can thank you all for joining us. You can catch us every week at twitch.tv/mcslanty at 8 p.m. on Tuesdays. And group up with us next time.
Hey there.
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you. Come for the laughs, come for the banter, come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming with the siblings and Jay. Listen while they play.